Satan having power over the flesh man has been instrumental in getting his children, I'm talking about his seed, into the chief seats, not only in the synagogues, not only in the denominational churches, but in the greatest whore church in the world. Now, this church has risen from the ashes of a long-gone law-abiding people of the Middle East. Now, this Bible was not written to the world. It was written to a family of one people, and this one people was in Yahweh's name. And they were worshipped in Yahweh's name, and they praised Yahweh's name, and they adored His name. And yet, the deceptive evil power, it brought in a name that they determined to make above all names. And at this name that is placed in the earth, it would cause all people to receive a mark in their hand or in their forehead. And this name of blasphemy was used to deceive the whole world. Now, what kind of a church would do that? Well, it's called a church whore in Revelations in chapter 17. And ladies and gentlemen, this great deceptive woman that sets over many peoples in the earth, and yet she had a name of blasphemy. And when John saw her, he marveled, and he almost fell at her feet. And the Bible says that John saw the atrocities that this whore would commit. And it would deceive, the Bible says, it will deceive the very elect, if possible. And that's why that we've been doing this series on the mask of a pagan god. We want you to see that there is a name that people worship, and a name that they call on, and a name that they adore, the name that they want their children to worship and to adore. And, ladies and gentlemen, it is a name of blasphemy. Millions and millions of people are going to be deceived in the time that we have remaining upon the planet. The devil sent in a strong delusion to all of those who are not to be saved. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, well, what do you mean by that? It says everyone would receive the mark except those whose names were written upon the Lamb's book. And ladies and gentlemen, you can rest assured that the Bible is to, for, and about this one particular people. It is a people that has been scattered and divided and asleep for over 2,000 years. Now, why would we sleep? Because the Bible says that blindness, in part, has happened to Israel until the times of the Gentiles is fulfilled. This great demonic Gentile church that is now setting upon the peoples got on her head a crown. And, ladies and gentlemen, this is the evil, the serpent, the church of the Antichrist. And he's coming on the earth, and he's coming to make war with those that have kept the faith and haven't denied his name. You better watch. And you better pray that you're found worthy to escape the things that are coming upon this earth. Now, it's called a time of Jacob's trouble. And it's called a time of trouble such as never was and never will be. And so then, it's operated within the realms of a false church, is the power embedded and given to Satan. And that is to deceive the very elect, if it's possible. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say that if you know Yahweh in the free pardon of sin, and you call upon his name, and you worship him in his name, and you're baptized in his magnanimous name, then anything that you ask, anything that you desire, anything that you pray for, Yahweh's going to bless you. He's going to keep you. And you're going to know that he's your Father, and that your Father is above all in the universe. Oh my, oh hallelujah, how wonderful it is to pray and to seek Yahweh and to turn from our wicked ways and to know that we pass from death unto life because we love our brethren. And oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be worth suffering for. This time of trouble that's coming upon Jacob is due any time now and in the soon coming days. Our greatest challenge is to be able to stand when this great shaking comes in this land. And you're going to know, ladies and gentlemen, then whose side you better be on. Now, this the church of deception, this church of evil power, this church of devious means is ruling and reigning for a short time. Then after that, ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be a time of trouble, and it's going to reflect the greatest time in the history of man. What we have got to suffer and what we have got to go through. The Bible said the eye hath not seen, the ear hath not heard what Yahweh has got laid up for them that love and serve him. But in the same token, ladies and gentlemen, for those who are not chosen, those who would not serve him, those who would reject him, oh my, how horrible it would be to be eternally separated from the light, where they would be eternal darkness and gnashing of teeth and regret. I'm assuring you, ladies and gentlemen, tonight that there is a church on the earth, and this church is sitting upon the multitudes of the peoples upon the earth, and they have given these multitudes a name to call upon. And it's a name that got into the New Testament by diabolical plans of Satan, who come to kill, he come to steal, and he come to destroy. But I'm here to tell you tonight that there is one that will stick closer than a brother. There is one that will reach out and hold you in the palm of his hand. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is Aleph and Tau. He is the Mighty One. He is the Prince of Peace. And he is the King of all kings. He's coming to make war with this great woman whore. And this whore is a unified block of nations, of peoples, who are calling upon a false name and worshiping a false name and causing all of the world to receive the mark of the beast. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a serious matter tonight to know that we're facing the time of trouble such as the world has never seen. And we need to be ready, and we need to be looking forward to the time and to the calling and the day when we'll hear him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servants. Some of you have suffered. Some of you have been beaten. And some of you were killed. But now, in the day of vengeance, I will redeem you. I will show you my power. And then I'll show you my blessings, what I've got laid up for them that love and serve me, and for them that press toward the mark, and for them that have worshipped him, because they are those who will reign with him." Now this false church sits on seven hills according to Revelation 17. Now, it's for you to redeem yourself by your knowledge and for you to sincerely seek and to search for the truth, and that you would believe the truth when it came to you. And remember, the Messiah prayed for Peter, and the Messiah remembered Peter, and the Messiah is remembering you tonight, and you are going to receive enough power that you are going to redeem your soul, and you're going to enjoy those blessings that Yahweh has set up for you, and those who are going to give you overcoming power in a dimension of unspeakable glory, where Yahweh opens the heavens. And you'll know that Yahweh is in love with you. I'm going to take a break, and I'll be right back after this beautiful song that I feel inspired to play for you tonight on the message of the pagan mass and the pagan gods of this earth.
Yahweh, he heard my cry when I had lost all earthly
of the shadow of the great eagle of the Holy Spirit. Yahweh is a friend to them that are down, and Yahweh is a friend to them that will reach beyond the extremes and beyond that to a faith level that you could please Him in everything that you ask and everything that you desire, everything that you would want. Yahweh has prepared it for them that love and serve Him. So let's stand against this wicked church. She's a woman that is arrayed in scarlet. And she brought in a name to deceive the whole world. And the whole world wondered after this scarlet color beast. And the times that we have gone astray, all of the house of Israel, is because of this scarlet and colored beast. It has had you in its clutches in many, many times and many, many places. But as Job, you escape by the skin of your teeth to get to come to the full knowledge before you were destroyed. Yahweh chose you from the foundation of the world to reveal these precious things to you, that you might avoid the mark of the beast. And you say, well, Pastor Buddy, just what is that mark? Well, as I've already said, it's a name that appears to be right. It's a name that appears to sound right. But hearing and sounding may not be the necessary key to solve the riddle of the deception of that false name. Now the Bible said, everyone whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life will wander after the beast and support the beast and cry out, who is like unto this wonderful man, this Antichrist, that's going to come in to deceive the whole earth and begin to reign in Jerusalem, where the false temple will be rebuilt. And then Satan will come in and set upon this throne that is built by man and is manned by a fallen angel. Satan is a disgraced fallen angel. And he, knowing Yahweh's plan, brought in a master counter plan. And he incorporated a Trinitarian God. He brought in Trinitarian baptism. You say, well, what's that, Pastor Buddy? Matthew 28:19, it instructs us to baptize in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Ghost. This name, or this title, or this method of immersion and baptism to remit the sins of the candidates, this scripture right here has been twisted by the Antichrist Church and caused all the people upon the earth to wonder after this name of blasphemy. Now, from 28:19, where we're at in our text, it says to baptize them in the name of the Father. Well, you got to remember that Satan himself is a father. And he's a father of the lies. He's a father of non-truth. And when his seed speaks a lie, they speak in memory of their father, because he himself was a liar and a thief and a murderer from the very beginning. And all of those who have been deceived by this skill of a way that seems right, they gave us the name of blasphemy. And they added it into the text as they masterfully and very skillfully manipulated the sound of E.A. Zeus. That name and that sound became so worshipped. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a name that can't even be read 500 years ago in the form that they sing it and in the form as they sound it. It just isn't in the scriptures. Ladies and gentlemen, to call upon any other name but the name of Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh. In the spelling of the name, the Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh in the Hebrew is YHWH in the English. The Greeks, famous for their wisdom, I do believe, have designed a way to keep their God seated on the throne of man's heart, and to wear the scarlet colors of whoredom. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so indicative of the times that we live in. How that Satan and his angels, it seems to me, are working overtime to gather together the powerful and the demonic millions that will come in vengeance, looking for the righteous, looking for that church in the wilderness, and looking for the seed of Jacob, and they will wear the saints of Yahweh out. Now let me repeat that. In the book of Daniel, it truly states that this Antichrist power that we've been talking about in this beautiful church system, this religious system, which is Babylon, ladies and gentlemen, this name of blasphemy that came in has turned the world, literally, into the most deceptive and deceived time and people upon this earth. There's more evidence now to turn from the truth. And there's more people promoting, because the signs of the times that the Messiah mentioned, when they would turn against him and promote a false name and give the world a false name to bow down to. And this is the name that the translators put into the King James Bible. And oh my, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a praying that Yahweh will give you the mercy and the grace and give you the power to escape by getting the knowledge of this great, wonderful, and magnificent name, that you would come and take it upon you in water baptism through repentance and believe his covenant, that his covenant alone is with the house of Jacob. And as long as there's a sun and a moon, there will be a seed of Jacob standing upon the earth. And the Bible says that when he comes back, her elder brother and all of his angels with him, the Bible said, and then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And that's when you'll know that Satan has deceived the very elect, if possible. In that day, you'll know who your friends are, and you'll know who your enemy is, because the days of vengeance will reveal it, and the fire, and all of the fiery trials that is to try the righteous, and you'll know that it's going to be worth it. You'll know that the joy of the Spirit will reach down into the bottom depths of your soul, and it will raise in you a purpose and a desire to never turn back and to never quit pressing toward the mark and the high calling, which is in the name above all names, which is a name that you will suffer for, but it's a name that you will reign with him for. Because he said, if you will suffer with me, I'll make it a point to let you know that you'll reign with me. Let's press on toward the mark and the high calling. Let's peel the mask of this pagan god away from our heads and away from our mind and out of our hearts, and let us ask for the old path. Let us ask for the narrow way. Let us seek our deliverance in Yahweh. For the time has come, ladies and gentlemen, that the Bible says that man will not endure sound doctrine. They will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Well, isn't that what we got going on in the denominational church system today? Don't you think it's about time that we lifted our hands and that we called on that most ancient of all names, the one that you have heard many times as Hallelujah? Yah is a short poetic form of the greatest name in the universe. It is a universal name in its short poetic form. Hallelujah. And men and women have sung that great name and worshiped in that great name and proclaimed as a remnant upon the earth that we are not ashamed of the name of Yahweh, although it's been rejected and a substitute or a pagan mask accepted. Now and forever, Yahweh, you are our mighty one. You are the King of Kings, and you rule supreme on the royal throne of Jacob. Because, Heavenly Father, it was your seed that brought Adam. Adam was your son. And it was a seed, Father, that you delivered into Mary. And you created a flesh body. And you told us in the prophetic Gospel of John that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in the 14th verse, you remind us, Father, that you said the Word was made flesh, and it dwelt among us. And Yahweh, you'll always be there for your people, for that promise. And you stand and you make war with the serpent seed, and you stand up in the day of the adversary, and you press toward the mark and the high calling which is in Yahweh, and you'll know, and then you'll know that you're His, and He is going to bless you going in, and He's going to bless you coming out. He's going to make you the head and not the tail. He's going to give you power over all of the enemy, and not anything that they can do to turn you away from worshiping the mighty Yah, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Oh, what a joy it is, ladies and gentlemen, tonight to tell you about the marvelous things that the Father's done for me in my life. And just in time, He's always been there. Never early, but never late. He's an on-time God that stands ready to walk with you. If you'll take His name upon you, and if you'll learn of Him today, if you'll repent and be baptized in Yahweh's name, it is the only way. This is the victory over the beast power. This is the way that you can free yourself from all of the things that are coming upon the world. You can have the liberty and the freedom to know that you don't have to run with them, and you don't have to bow the knee to them, that you've got the power to stand in the last day, and you're going to press toward the mark and the high calling. You're going to call upon Him that is near you, that is going to deliver you, that is never going to leave you, and never is He going to forsake you. He's going to walk with you, and you're going to walk with Him in white. You're going to hear Him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servants. You've been faithful over a few things, and I'm going to make you ruler over many." Oh my, it is a time, ladies and gentlemen, to bless the King of Heaven. It is a time to stand when the devil is roaring like a lion, and the devil is seeking whom he may devour. Oh, I'm so glad that Yahweh gave me the wisdom and the knowledge of the true identity of His name. And now I worship in that name and that name alone, because it's a name above all names. And it's a joy for me to know that I've overcome the mark of the beast, and I washed the mark of the beast out of my life through the blood of the Lamb. I accepted Him as my Father and my Deliverer and my Savior, soon coming. Oh, I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that the time that we need to bow the knee, to confess Him, if you've overcome this great Babylonian power of a pagan mask, of a pagan god, as they have masterfully come in unaware and set up the greatest church of the planet. Spectacular. She's the mother of all harlots. Everything that came out of her was a part of the beast. And yet you were told, as I was, that it was righteous and this was godly. And this is the way that we should go. But when you turn to Yahweh, when you listen to His name, when you prayed and you were endued with power from on heaven, when you went down into the temple leaping for joy with the revelation of knowing who He is, oh, what a wonderful time it was in my life. And all of those who know Yahweh have rejoiced when the truth of this great name to rise above the false name that had us bound and shackled to the irons of traditional resistance. Oh my, how many times I've said in these church services in Babylon, how many miles have I drove? How many songs have I listened to? How many times have I ever used the false name of blasphemy and would have sworn to you that it was the only name? Oh, do you see why that we should say, Yahweh, thank you for delivering me from the pagan god behind the mask. Help me, Father, that you let me see the real person behind the mask. You've helped me to know that Satan and his angels are preparing to come upon this world with such deception that they would deceive the very elect. And if you have the knowledge tonight of knowing what Pastor Buddy's preaching to you about, you could be so happy and you should shout for joy that Yahweh seemed good enough to you in your favor that He would bring you into His great and wonderful name. Oh, I was so thankful when I found out and when I accepted the name of Yahweh. When I repented of my sins and I got baptized here in a river in Tennessee. How many times I've preached that great name since then with joy and complete confidence that now I'm no longer confused. I know who my Father is and that He has made me free by revealing to me the name of blasphemy and its power. But to be superseded by a name over that name, and that's the name of Yahweh, that every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Yahweh is the King. Yahweh is the King. Oh, how wonderful He is. Oh, how purposed are you. You were with Him before the foundation of the world. You were chosen, although you didn't know Him. You were handpicked, but you didn't pick Him. You were always set his love upon you. And he said, all that I have lost none. You became the true shepherd and the perfect one from heaven. And you give us power over the mask of the pagan god. You've let us walk in your courtyards of beauty. You've let us sing the songs of Mount Zion. You've had us to be a purpose in your heart from the very beginning. And I'm so glad that you know me tonight, Yahweh, and that you will favor me tonight, Yahweh, in your presence, and that you will give me the desires of my heart, which is to love you, and which is to praise you, and which is to know you in the free pardon of sin, in the name that overcome the corrupt whore in the earth that has a name of blasphemy. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got my message tonight, and I love you very much. And I want you to know that tonight we're sponsored by Brother Mark and his wife, Audrey, in the great state of Mississippi. And we're so honored. We feel so loved and so filled with joy that we can minister to you tonight. And that Mark and Audrey has made it possible for me to give you this third part of the message of the mask of a pagan god. If you've overcome that pagan god, we often take it for granted when we find out the true name, that we forget how far we've come, that we forget how deceived we were, and how wonderful it is to know Yahweh, and better yet, for Yahweh to know us. You can write me tonight, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. And the zip is 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me tonight, I'm live here on a Saturday evening. And we're so thankful to have you in this three-part series that you can have just by just calling tonight. That's one, that's Pastor Buddy, 626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. So, we love you tonight around the world, and we appreciate you, and we'll see you Monday night, Yahweh willing, on the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. I'll see you there about 9 o'clock Monday night. I'll see you on Tuesday night at 11. I'll see you on Wednesday night at 10. I'll see you on Friday night at 9:30. And, of course, on Saturday, brought to you by Mark and Audrey, here at 8 o'clock, at 7 o'clock Central Time. And we love you a whole lot. Yahweh's blessing in the last days. He's redeeming you from the mark of the beast, and you've overcome a false name, that Yahweh will come to put down one of these days, and he'll show you who the real one is. He'll give you the great name. You can take it now. All it will come, let him come and take the water of life for you. And by doing so, Yahweh will bless you going in, and he will bless you coming out. I'll see you, and I love you.